From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Nigeria undergoes its first peaceful civilian transfer of power from one party to another. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan conceded defeat in the country's first peaceful democratic civilian transition of power. It ends the People's Democratic Party's hold on government since democracy was restored in 1999. Former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari of the All Progressives Congress opposition bloc defeated Mr. Jonathan by nearly 2 million votes. Celebrations erupted across the nation following announcement of the results. Hamza Dabogi is a Buhari supporter in Kaduna.
They're out here celebrating because people are tired of impunity, corruption, carelessness, insecurity. As you can see, everybody here in Kaduna, we voted for General Muhammadu Buhari, not because he's an ordinar or a Muslim, but because we believe he's going to bring change. He's going to stop the insecurity, the corruption, and the carelessness and the impunity.
Mr. Buhari, who ruled for nearly 2 years in the 1980s following a military coup, is to be inaugurated May 29th. Nuclear talks in Switzerland between six world powers and Iran have gone past a midnight deadline Tuesday in a drive for a framework agreement. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Our negotiators have determined, over the context of a mostly sleepless night last night and long negotiations over the course of the day in Europe today, that they're going to continue these conversations tomorrow, as long as the conversations continue to be productive.
Diplomats said differences remain on such issues as restricting uranium enrichment research, how fast sanctions against Iran will be lifted, and what to do if Iran violates the deal. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the last of its international staffers have left Yemen. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
I can confirm that the remaining international staff, we had about 13 international staff remaining on the ground in Yemen. They have now been withdrawn. There are no more international staff in Yemen at this stage. They have been temporarily relocated outside of the country and are to go back as soon as circumstances permit. Right now, the work of the UN on the ground will have to be done by our local staff, of whom there are several hundred.
In Geneva, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein, said the situation in Yemen is extremely alarming, with dozens killed in recent days during airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition against the Shia Houthi rebels. Airstrikes continued for a sixth day Tuesday, destroying missiles and weapons depots around the capital, Sana'a. The strikes are meant to halt the momentum of the Iranian-backed rebels who have advanced toward Yemen's main southern port city of Aden. The Obama administration Tuesday said it's lifting a hold on key military equipment to Egypt frozen when the military ousted President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. The release means warplanes, helicopters, missiles, and tank kits sought by Cairo will be shipped. The announcement came after Mr. Obama spoke with his Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah el-Sisi Tuesday. The decision comes as Egypt takes part in that Saudi-led coalition against the Houthis in Yemen. Mr. Obama Tuesday also spoke with his Congolese counterpart, Joseph Kabila, and urged the DRC leader to hold timely, credible, and peaceful elections that respect the country's constitution, which limits a leader to 2 terms. The call comes amid rising tensions in the country, where some believe Mr. Kabila, who came to power in 2001 following the assassination of his father, Laurent, will attempt to prolong his time in office after his second term expires next year. Dozens of top Kenyan officials have been implicated in allegations of corruption by the country's National Anti-Graft Agency. A total of 175 people were named Tuesday in a report submitted to Parliament by the Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, including 5 serving cabinet ministers, 13 governors, and civil servants, along with members of Parliament and of the judiciary. The 5 cabinet members have already stepped down from their posts temporarily. President Uhuru Kenyatta had asked all those named to leave their posts for 60 days as the investigation continues. Defense lawyers for accused Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have rested their case after trying to shift jurors' focus onto his older brother, Tamerlan, who they say masterminded the April 15, 2013 attack. The defense has stated its strategy is not to win an acquittal for the younger Tsarnaev, but to save him from the death penalty. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.